leading the news this morning, floods are continuing to threaten communities in New South Wales and Victoria, and more rain is predicted today. More than 1,700 people have been evacuated from their homes across New South Wales. 11 people trapped in their homes had to be rescued overnight. In northern Victoria, several homes and businesses have been flooded and communities are sandbagging to try to hold back the water. The Warragamba Dam west of Sydney is full to the brim and could spill over later today for the first time in 14 years. Hundreds of people on the Nepean Hawkesbury River have been warned they may need to be evacuated. The Prime Minister could announce her new ministry as early as today. Julia Gillard is tipped to move Stephen Smith from Defence to Foreign Affairs. That would mean a fourth person in 4 years in the key defence portfolio. Ms Gillard also has to decide what to do with the ministers who backed Kevin Rudd for the leadership. The federal government will today release its inquiry into media regulation. The inquiry was set up in the wake of the phone hacking scandal in Britain. It's been examining media standards and who should regulate them. An Australian man arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle amphetamines into Bali could face the death penalty. 54-year-old Edward Norman Myatt from Victoria was detained at Denpasar Airport on Monday. A medical examination allegedly found dozens of amphetamine capsules in his stomach.